A word for you from Isaiah chapter 53, verse 3, the second part. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. This characterizes the whole life of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the redemption plan revealed already hundreds of years before it was to happen. And the Messiah was going to come not in great pomp and ceremony, not in great beauty, for the verses before this say that he had no form or comeliness, no beauty that we should desire him. And in the first part of verse 3, he was a man associated with sorrows, acquainted with grief, and we hid our faces from him. So much was he despised and rejected, and we are included in this crowd. It says we hid, as it were, our faces from him. Yes, the heart of sin is that we have rebelled against God. We've turned away from Jesus Christ, even away from the Savior. Now, Jesus Christ, as he went into the Garden of Gethsemane and as he walked the way to Calvary, he was acquainting himself with our grief and our sorrows brought about by our sin. Sin brings sorrow. It brings eternal death. And it says we hid our faces from him. The chief sorrow of the Lord Jesus Christ was to be rejected by man, but also to be rejected by God. This was to be the cruelest punishment for him. He was rejected by his closest friends. Peter, the other disciples, hid from him. And in that, we were like them as well. We weren't brave enough to stand there. Only later do we realize that he was dying in our place. But Jesus Christ cried out on the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me? Our sins were so terrible, were so eternally destructive, that even God the Father hid his face from the Son because he cannot look upon sin. Remember that when you sin, it is so awful, so terrible, God doesn't even look upon it. Not that he doesn't notice it, but sin, God says, will carry the punishment of death. Now remember this Easter time that Jesus Christ came to carry that ultimate price of death because of sin. And he had to be rejected even by God because of our sins.